Bardolph, get thee before to Coventry. Fill me a bottle of sack. Our soldiers shall march through. We'll to Sutton Coalfield tonight.
Will you give me money, Captain?
Oh, lay out, lay out.
This bottle makes an angel.
And if it do, take it for thy labour. And if it make 20, take them all. I'll answer the coinage. Bid my Lieutenant Peter meet me at Town's End.
I will, Captain. Farewell.
If I be not ashamed of my soldiers, I'm a soused gurnet. I have misused the King's press damnably. I have got, in exchange of 150 soldiers, 300-odd pounds. I press me none but good householders, yeoman sons. Inquire me out contracted bachelors, such as had been asked twice on the bands, such a commodity of warm slaves as had as lief hear the devil as a drum, such as fear the report of a caliver worse than a struck fowl or a hurt wild duck. I pressed me none but such toasts and butter, with hearts in their bellies no bigger than pins' heads, and they have bought out their services, and now my whole charge consists of ancients, corporals, lieutenants, gentlemen of companies, slaves as ragged as Lazarus in the painted cloth, where the glutton's dogs licked his sores, and such as indeed were never soldiers, but discarded unjust serving men, younger sons to younger brothers, revolted tapsters and ostlers, trade fallen, the cankers of a calm world and a long peace, 10 times more dishonourable ragged than an old phased ancient, and such have I to fill up the rooms of them as had bought out their services, that you would think that I had 150 tattered prodigals lately come from swine-keeping, from eating draff and husks. A mad fellow met me on the way and told me I'd unloaded all the gibbets and pressed the dead bodies. Ooh, no eye hath seen such scarecrows. I'll not march through Coventry with them, that's flat. Nay, and the villains march wide betwixt the legs, as if they had gyves on, for indeed I had the most of them out of prison. There's not a shirt and a half in all my company, and the half-shirt is 2 napkins tacked together and thrown over the shoulders like a herald's coat without sleeves, and the shirt, to say the truth, stolen from my host at St. Albans, or the red-nosed innkeeper of Daventry. But that's all one. They'll find linen enough on every hedge.
How now, blown jack? How now, quilt?
Oh, what, Hal? How now, mad wag? What a devil dost thou in Warwickshire? My good lord of Westmoreland, I cry you mercy. I thought your honour had already been at Shrewsbury.
Faith, Sir John, 'tis more than time I were there, and you too. But my powers are there already. The king, I can tell you, looks for us all. We must away all night.
Tart! Never fear me. I'm as vigilant as a cat to steal cream.
I think to steal cream indeed, for thy theft hath already made thee butter. But tell me, Jack, whose fellows are these that come after?
Mine, Hal, mine.
I did never see such pitiful rascal.
Tut, tut. Good enough to toss. Food for powder. Food for powder. They'll fill a pit as well as better. Tush, man. Mortal man. Mortal man.
Aye, but Sir John, methinks they are exceeding poor and bare. Too beggarly.
Faith, for their poverty, I know not where they had that. And for their bareness, I'm sure they never learned that of me.
No, I'll be sworn, unless you call 3 fingers in the ribs bare. But, sirrah, make haste. Percy is already in the field.
What? Is the king encamped?
He is, Sir John. I fear we shall stay too long.
Well, to the latter end of a fray and the beginning of a feast fits a dull fighter and a keen guest.